Blog Talk Radio.
The Monday show on Bingo, we also will be doing our show on Blog Talk Radio. So I definitely need y'all to run us up, run us up. I know Nikki needs 3 more dragons for her quota. I don't remember how much Kelly needs for her quota. I know Donna always is in a search of, in a hunt for a coin. And you know my old bitch Susan in the corner needs a little dollar. So make everybody holler if you want to get this tea. What's up?
Wake up, the sunshine is LaBeija, bitch. I'm a Taurus, so you know we're going hard as shit. Ain't no way I'm trying to deal, I'm on some profit shit. But at least you get to witness when I'm profiting. I got a full clip, I'm trying to make some hits. How you still trying to hate when you ain't got no win? Oh, you tripping, girl, you better go and tie your tip. Trying to vote, getting no coin, find the dick, bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway. Trying to mock grand pride, come on, cut, nice try. Your boy claiming he no homer, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man? Jason LaBeija.
But listen,
I think that might have been my office state of emergency.
Listen, I still, oh my God, I would say I gagged when that shit said motherfucking Jason LaBeija.
Okay, and the box is up on my other time. Again, Drake will be the last one, and that is it tonight, y'all.
Oh my God, listen, let me tell y'all something. So listen.
Ain't no popping up, y'all. If you are Kelly Q, and you are not a part of the cast, please get out of her queue because you will not come up tonight.
Okay, so Amaya, everybody, please shit a lot. Everybody, please shit a lot. And so a lot of y'all don't know this. So you know, we have management, we have upper management over here on the Just Kelly Network. So we announced this earlier.
You ain't break up, Kelly. You ain't break up.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry. Hold on. So we have upper management now. So Amaya can tell everybody, Amaya and Nikki can tell everybody the new rules and engagements for the Jess Kelly Network moving forward for us branding and doing the promotion and things that we're trying to do over here for the Jess Kelly Network. Upper management is Amaya, Nikki, and Susan, Miss A. So y'all know when it comes to a lot of things over here on the Just Kelly Network, my name may be on the marquee, but I do have benefactors and funders and things and shit that run the network, and they definitely do outvote me. So here's the new rules of engagement for the Just Kelly Show moving forward.
The new rules of engagement is this. The cast members will be the only ones on the panel. It will not be random people no longer on our panel sitting amongst us. We need your tea. You need to get your tea in so we can get it in and we can get it hot, okay? And at the end of the show, the last 20 or 30 minutes of the show, Kelly will open up her panel and Kelly will let the girls talk their shit and do their thing. If you have comments and questions, concerns, or reads before you're able to get up on a panel, Blog Talk Radio number is open for you and you may utilize it. Make sure that this is just what is given, okay? So we are running a tight ship over here. All of the cast members are in agreement. We are going to beg, but we're going to beg in between stories and stuff. We're not going to interrupt your tea or your entertainment for that. But no longer are y'all going to be sitting over here wasting space and time over here, okay? We are doing this so that we can give y'all entertainment and so y'all can run us the fuck up, okay? Because guess what? We're giving you this entertainment, and we need the coin, baby. So, Nikki needs 3 dragons. Everybody up here is host. We need y'all to run us up. Naima is back on the cast. Let's everybody welcome Naima back. And then the original cast is what you see in these boxes and nothing more,
nothing less. Let's get ready to be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all, listen. Listen. I've been up since 5:30 this morning. I was tired around like 5 o'clock. I had to go to sleep, bitch. I woke up and my phone, Donna called me, bitch. It was time to get up. Amaya called me, bitch. I could not, bitch. Listen, y'all. Mason came in the room and was like, bitch, it's time to get up for the show, bitch. I was tired, bitch. Y'all see when I just came up just now, bitch, I forgot, my hair wasn't even laid down, bitch. I have no contact on this thing, bitch, so I could see the switchboard and everything. That's why I had to came back down. I said, damn, bitch, I look bad, bitch. Girl, honey, well, you know. Yeah, but listen, y'all, I'm definitely looking, I'm trying to get the girls to call it on the switchboard. I don't know. The switchboard is open. So if y'all got some tea, y'all can definitely hear the show. Everything that y'all hear now, shout out to everybody that's watching us on YouTube, on Boy Tap Your Bag. Shout out to everybody that's watching us on BB's channel on YouTube and Instagram and also on Facebook. I'm going to definitely send the flyer over to BB. So BB, oh, well, BB probably got the flyer already. So BB can definitely put the phone number in the comments for the people that's over there on YouTube. If y'all like to get in and y'all don't want to get up over Bingo because Bingo's a little too messy for y'all, we took y'all back old school. We took y'all back 10 years ago, and we recharged the Blog Talk phone number so y'all can definitely call in and be a part of the show. And I'm looking for a DJ out there to definitely update my girls and their commercials so we can be on Blog Talk. I mean, their commercials, their intros, so everybody that's a part of the cast can have an intro song as me so we can just play the intro so I don't have to do this. Good evening, Mother Boss Maid Barbade. Nikki, how are you doing?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm proud of yourself.
Bitch, I'm tired. Shit.
Okay. To the legendary Amaya Revlon, how are you doing?
I am also extremely tired. I have been dealing with I've been dealing with regular life stuff in this show all motherfucking day, but I am definitely here for the motherfucking kids.
See, and I wish I could, even though this ain't his intro, because he's in a new house, I wish I could just do this, and I got to say everybody's name.
Wake up. Sunshine is LaBeija, bitch. I'm a Taurus, so you know we're going hard as shit. Ain't no way I'm trying to deal, I'm on some profit shit. But at least you get to witness when I'm profiting. I got a full clip, I'm trying to make some hits. How you still trying to hate when you ain't got no win? Oh, you tripping, girl, you better go and tie your tip. I trying to vote, getting no coin, time to dip, bitch. LaBeija, name ring bells, US to Asia. I'm so fly, I line the runway, trying to mop grand prize. Come on, cut, nice try. Your boy claiming he no homo, but he cop. I had to jump on IG so he could download me. I got a new single coming plus a movie too. I wanna see what you gon' do when I come for you.
I'm a bad bitch, fuck your click. Bitch, toss flick, I'ma snatch your wig. I'm a bad bitch.
So I gotta figure out. I'm gonna make sure that whoever makes them, they make them louder because we on a third party site. But that was Jason, and it said it was some shit, and it does sound like Jason was rapping, and he was saying it's Jason bitch, LaBeija bitch. But shout out to Jason. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday.
Okay.
What's the number again?
The caller number is.
Put it in your announcement. That's what I was about to tell you, but you.
Yeah. Put it in your announcement.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
And I'll tell you to put this PA in the announcement also.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I gotta. Chair, hold on. The caller number.
We are also a little rocky start because we changed so much on the show, y'all. So just please bear with us. But it's going to be a lot better than normal. The long term number is going. Nikki, be on the same team, Nikki.
Oh, I didn't know you could see me, sister. I'm sorry. Hey, that's not me.
Come on, I know you can see me. We are on the same team, y'all. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the gift. Y'all got it on sale.
I'm on a Rocky Star tonight, y'all. But trust me, y'all. No. It's gonna be up and it's gonna be running the correct way next week. I was just tired from Mason's surgery.
While my older brother is over there fumbling over. Hey guys, listen. My quota this month is 230, right? I am currently at 200. I need to redrag it by the end of this month, guys. I'm hoping that you guys can reach out in your wallets, reach out in your tuck, reach out in your bra, in your homegirl's purse, use your boyfriend's credit card, go get his Rolex. I don't have nothing to do with how you did it. I need you to send a gift to all of us. I need you to be a blessing to all of us so that we can continue to be a blessing to you. Please.
Okay. The number is not being that out. Okay, the number
is that. No, you want a bed, Donna. Go ahead.
I just want to ask if there's any prima donna out there with a luxury car. Can you please bless your founder with one? And, you know, still let's be here and also prima donna. Let's also let's have some love, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, the
number's
in the
corner. Go ahead and do your bed, guys. We started before the show. Go ahead and do your bed, Naima. What happened to Susan? I'm sorry. I know you might keep it for you. Go ahead, Sue. Get some little bed in there.
See, you cut the old lady out. Good evening, everyone. Love you.
Go ahead, Naima. Not help an old lady out. All right, okay. It's your favorite prostitute, so I'm there. It's your favorite one that y'all love to read, the band silicone, you know, bad body, floppy body prostitute, stuff like that. So I'm there. Y'all need to be very fair to me. Y'all know I'm back for the
antics.
Y'all like the way I be reading that cooping and hollering, carrying on. So I'm asking y'all to just be fair to me. Tonight, don't shame me, okay? I'm back, so yeah. Let's get to the shit. Maya.
Everybody else bed again? Everybody good? Maya, you
want to go? Hi, baby. If you feel it in your heart, just ring me up. Listen, I'm two dragons away. The deep listen, anything else in that greatly appreciate it.
You're doing a good job with the gifts I'm going to pull this year out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My God. Drake.
Thank you, baby.
Drake, you want to beg a little bit,
Tay? Well, I'm begging for CAs. I ain't begging for gifts. I'm going to put my CA in the comments.
Okay. What's up, Donna? How you doing, Donna? What's the tea?
Yeah, you set the music. Hold on, I want to play my theme song.
Yeah, oh, hold on. I see somebody hit me up about doing the theme song. So somebody hit me up for me to go to the message. Girl, please, y'all. I just got to go.
I see your message.
So I'm gonna definitely hit you up. I'm gonna get everybody from the cast a song that they wanna use for their theme song, and you can just do whatever you wanna do with their theme song and their name, and I'll send it over to you. I see your message. Go ahead, old bitch, my old bitch girlfriend from motherfucking Virginia. I'm gonna see her this weekend. It's Susan.
What's the takeout?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Yeah. Virginia, take me back this Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, yes. You know. Taking us back to Virginia, honey. Naima. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm back, y'all. The prostitute is back, y'all. The bad body is back. That's right. Wrap me up, y'all. I'm two dragons away from my quota.
Maya Angelou, Maya.
Your name is on the marquee, but my name is Dr. Maya Angelou, and I thank you.
Okay. Drake.
What's
good,
everybody? Welcome back. Okay. This rap I can do,
Drake. Oh, shit. Hold on. Yo, I got so many fucking messages to say, girl. I don't know where, if it say girl, I don't know where to start in this motherfucking chat, Miss Say Girl. This chat is just bananas. So before we get into, wait, I don't know why we left in there. So let's say, I know all of y'all been out here and y'all been talking, y'all, and we all been witnessing and watching Miss Say Girl, honey, okay, bitch, but do somebody can screen share? I got a fake profile. I'm gonna open up the panel so we can talk about the Jeezy and Arnaz whooping the ass. We say we gotta stop. No, I don't think. We can't. They said we can't do that from our real page. We can get bananas.
Oh, but he okay, like to sue the girls, honey. You know.
Yeah. So we need to get a fake profile. I got one. Okay. Yeah, we need a fake profile to come up. And no, you can't
stop
do it. It gotta be whatever the boy name is. We can't. It can't be y'all. It can't be somebody from the comments. It gotta be somebody from the production chat because we gotta. It's in our chat. So we have all the videos in our chat. Arnaz. So whatever the fuck. Arquez. Miss Say whatever. Miss Say girl. He beat that boy ass. Miss Say girl. But the boy got teeth fixed already. Miss Say girl. He definitely got a C-fix, we say, girl. Or he got some motherfucking paper.
I ain't really fixed.
They not fixed. They
just
sitting in his mouth.
They just
what?
They
just
have
him sitting in there.
Hold on, Kelly, one second.
Wait.
While Kelly starts off with the bingo piece, we need the Florida girls. They got so much to say. Y'all girls talk so much on Facebook, girl. This is your opportunity to get in there. If you're not from Florida or you didn't go to the Florida ball, don't be in there.
I need the governor of Florida, T-Boy 007. T-Boy, I know you watching and you around. I want you up here, T-Boy. Pull up, T-Boy. Yeah, okay. So do one of y'all got a poke us and we can do the honor? Can we actually share that fight on our regular page? Moderna or Susan?
I mean, you gonna have to
do I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't take the chance to the beginning of the show.
Y'all like getting banned at the end of the month? Not me.
Right. Hello.
Okay, so what are the people that's in the production chat? Listen, I need somebody that's in the production chat. I need y'all to go to the video, whoever's in the production chat, and come with one of y'all fake pages and be on that video. Y'all have to be on where the video is at so the girls don't see all of
it. I'm coming from Flash.
Okay, just get in the queue so y'all can be on where the video is at so the girls does not, you know, see everything else that's in the production chat. Just be right on the video to have those queued up because y'all know we got a lot of shit. And Jason almost got us. So listen, so let me tell y'all earlier.
We Lion King.
So let me tell y'all why we, why Donna come back. Okay, Donna, it says she coming from who?
Diamond. Flesh,
okay. So let me tell y'all what happened earlier while we bring Donna up from her other page. So why the fuck Jason, just so y'all know I'm old, but say I can't hear, I can't see, so I have my hearing aid thing on. Why the fuck Jason is in the production chat and we talking about all the shit and the tea is going in? Jason got his hearing aid thing on the iPad and the iPad start reading the production chat, Mr.
Girl. While we on EM panel,
Nikki and Jason iPad start reading the production chat. He was like, half my iPad talking. You got your hearing aid shit on, bitch, and it's talking inside of the chat. Okay. Oh, no,
Donovan,
I've
never done that before at all. At all. It has never done that.
Smith ass tablet.
Why?
Yeah, so, y'all,
that's why I don't trust Apple products.
Oh, my God.
Well, we love an Apple. We love an Apple over here. But, yeah, we're going to talk about that, but I don't know why they beat, like they say, carrot, egg and the monkey.
Here we go.
Bitch, you're the fucking gentleman. Calm down, so I beat your ass again, bitch. Calm down, so I beat your ass again. You did all that, it can make nothing. Okay. And I said, bitch, you be on ice skates, girl. You be on ice skates, bitch. You be on ice skates. You don't connect nothing. Sit your ass down, bitch. Fight again, bitch. Man, stop. Stop. Stop, just me.
like in a real relationship, like
Come
on, Donna, come back for your other hand.
Yes. Think about it. Aquaz was nobody on this app. They wasn't even.
Hold on, one second, Maya. I'm sorry. I don't like nobody. I want to say about each other. T-Boy, I see that you in the comments. Can you please stay around, T-Boy? We're gonna need you up here in a minute once we finish this
scene.
T-Boy, listen. I know how to get to my niece, baby. She gonna come around. That's the governor of Florida. She coming around. Go ahead, Maya.
Right now. Oh, Wes, no, only Cass is a lot out of here, Oh, Wes.
Oh, that's fine.
And you about to get a phone call anyway. You got to take his. But go ahead, Maya.
Wait, Wes. They was fighting in the middle of a PK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see the nigga on the line?
No, Tim, I'm really gagging, man.
The Kiki was,
he pulled
him off guard.
So my thing is, y'all know how y'all take the videos. Y'all put the videos together with the person watching the fight. That was a live one right there, Miss A, with that little boy. That ain't that shit, Miss A. Mm-hmm. And the way the boy was making up.
They said the police came. Y'all got that video?
Oh, yeah. We had that. We got that one. But we're not going to sit here and watch all of them because we all watched it. We know what happened. The police came. Motherfucking Arnaz hit him out when the police came and saved his. The security came when they was fighting again. Arnaz and him was watching security. I have all of those videos. They all in here. Whatever. Bitch, shut up what the fuck I mean. Okay? The boy was hiding him out, watching the video on the thing, and had security guards outside the door and was not opening the door for security because he didn't want to let security in because he was back on the premises. So after he finished, at every on the shot that he put to the side that Arnett, whatever his name is, was not drinking before he left, when he went downstairs to the lounge room, he took all the shots and got an Uber and left and went home and been reading him on live ever since.
Wow. Also, is he not at his house no more?
No.
Yeah, Hornell.
No. Our Quez was on live earlier cleaning up his apartment.
And then also, y'all queens are so fierce on that side of Bingo. I don't know why y'all sent that video, why y'all sent those videos to his mother, his aunt, his sister, his grandmother, and everything, and sharing those videos there. Send those videos to his family. y'all so big.
It's no shade. I just want to say this. That is a bad representation of what a same-gender-loving relationship is. That is not a relationship. That is two toxic people that need each other to feed off of each other to maintain their toxicity and whatever. Aquaz, for some reason, you say you love this man, but at every opportunity you get to dog this man to talk about his health status, about the fact that he has fucked Lottie Dottie and everybody on this app.
Wait,
that's not
lying. When they began into an auction like that, I thought this was the first time.
No, this is about the fifth or sixth time. Oh, see, I thought this was the first time.
Yeah, they always do. It seems like a trend, to be honest.
Thank you.
Y'all, we warming up. We ain't even get into the ballroom shit yet, y'all. And I'm at 282.
That's a real age.
I'm at 282,
yeah.
And I need to get to 300. So y'all need to run me up this thing and run up the cast. We are all hosts up here. Need to start running us up, honey. We're gonna open up the panel. West, we got a lot of things that we're doing new starting tonight. That we're trying to change the way we do the show and the flow of the show. We're trying to get our promotion packages and stuff back. So thank you very much, Ace. So we got to keep the flow of our show going the way we keep it going. Thank you so much, Ace. We trying to keep it flowing the correct way.
Taylor, you better get up and do the Jimmy.
So we can get our stuff. I haven't seen a dragon in forever, Miss Say Girl, honey. Shout out to Ace. I haven't seen a dragon in forever. So that's why, OS. But we're going to be bringing people up real soon. Okay. So everybody else, anybody else got anything to say? Jeezy and our quest. So we can go on to the next thing.
Do anybody else got anything else to say about that before we go on to the next thing? Happy y'all bag. Y'all better get y'all bagging in between. Can we do any stories? Because somebody can't one person one. Don't mean we all gonna start bagging. We can move on to the next thing. Okay, so this weekend, because I don't want us to get too.
Okay.
I think about Quentin is doing
it. Thank you.
Well, I don't know why they said they ain't nobody's not going to be suing us. We talking about everything just like everybody else. So I'm not worried about it. But thank you to everybody that's definitely running us up. We definitely greatly do appreciate everybody that's running us up. So our next topic that we're going to go into, and this topic that we are talking about now, it definitely made a lot of posts and things go crazy outside of the wall. And it's the Florida
Earth, Nikki. Okay. Yeah. Period, Nikki.
And it's the Florida. It's the Florida. It's a
Fumo from my motherfucking folder, bitch.
It's the Florida.
I'm in this bitch.
It's the Florida. Let's go. It's the Florida Awards War. I don't know what happened in Florida, bitch. You would have thought Mahari got knocked again the way the girls is attacking each other in Florida.
Well, your house number canceled the ball, and they ain't getting no kind of notice or anything, girl. I don't have no house numbers.
My name is Jeff Kelly. Now, if you need cash or Marlon over here, you can get them over here. But my name is Jeff Kelly. I don't have nothing to do with
them. The ball was yesterday. I don't think they really care no more. But I did see a post where they were playing the ball and didn't say nothing to nobody. All this other stuff, so baby.
That goes crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, they said it was T-Boy and his 007s. And then that nasty mini war deluxe thing. That's what I don't know, Miss Tango. I don't know, Miss Tango. But listen,
are we transferring blame?
Yeah.
Well, listen. So I'm gonna say this, right? And it's no shade, right? Florida is not, and it's not taking nothing from Florida. But Florida is not a city that you can have major balls back to back. It is no shade.
I don't think it's that kind of. I do think it was just too many balls.
It is that
daddy, baby.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
I think it was just too many balls back to back, and they happen to fall right in the middle. We just had MLK last month. Let's be clear. Heidi cleared it for Florida last year in December. Then it was MLK weekend. The people got to decide. And if you didn't go to Florida, you wasn't going to travel down there for the award ball. I mean, I just think it happened in a bad time.
And listen, if y'all look in the announcement, y'all don't have to get up here on this panel to be a part of this show. The call-in number is in the announcement. Y'all can call in and still be a part of the show. And I can see y'all numbers when y'all call in on the switchboard to be a part of this show. But go ahead, Nikki. Finish.
Then you got VA this weekend, and it was another ball in Ohio. I just think it was hopefully it was just like a bad luck of the draw, like being in the middle of everybody's ball coming up. I hope that's what it was. But that still don't give me no reason not to cancel. So did, never mind.
You what? Go ahead, go.
Was the aftermath canceled because they didn't make no money? They didn't get the turnout like they thought? Like, what happened?
Well, I don't know.
They didn't promote it. Like, and I'm not being fierce, but the only time I heard about it, I mean, we heard about it here and there. But Heidi made it hot when she donated her money. You know, that's when people were like, oh, they is having an awards ball. But no, they wasn't really doing the work.
Thank you,
no, no shade.
I do agree.
Yeah.
Back and promote.
Well, somebody, Miss Sega, you know the girls are so fierce.
People were here.
And they said the girls are so fierce, Miss Sega. They said you know that.
Hold
the
on, Kelly. I'm sorry. They said the number is not in the announcement.
The number's not in the announcement?
Oh, probably, you can't. You know you can't.
Oh, well, listen. Hold on. I'm going to just, somebody keep just putting the flyer down there. The flyer is down there. I don't know why the thing. And the flyer is on my page as well. Hold on, let me see.
We'll just keep posting.
And y'all can just go to my profile. Y'all can also go to my it don't let me change my background. Y'all can also go to my announcements as well. My main picture up here is there on my main picture, the calling number. Listen. The inboxes that I got about this boy, Miss Girl, it was a mess. They gave the very shout out to Heidi for definitely donating the extra $1,000 to Sex Siren. But shit, Miss Thank, bitch, you know it wasn't a lot of competition. Miss Thank, grand prize, Roy Udell Core.
Well, who did it be?
I don't know. I ain't watched them all. I watched them all up until the face category. And then that was yesterday when they sent it to me.
They said you don't know who he beat because he beat a few gorgeous Gucci.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no. So listen. So let me break it down to y'all.
Congratulations, legendary Roy Udell Core on your impressive $2,000 win last night. What an incredible achievement. Your hard work, skill, and determination have paid off. And I'm thrilled to celebrate your success with you. May this victory be just the beginning of many more exciting accomplishments in your future. Keep up the fantastic work, prostitute.
Oh, wow. He sent the film queen.
Yep.
He sent the film queen. Kelly, y'all must have sent a film queen after him because he sent the film queen.
Oh, I don't know. So I watched...
Congratulations, Royal.
So I watched the ball yesterday because I was asleep when the ball was actually going on. I watched the ball yesterday on live, and I watched the live up until they had a face. And in the face, it was just a debauchery to me, Miss Sega. I don't understand. I'm going to say this. I don't understand how the big girl came out for big girl's face, and then after she came out for big girl's face, Miss Sega, and got sat for that. We say, girl, then they let her come out in the same dress with the same pictures and walk woman's face. And they say, I was just taken back. Like, and then after that happened, then when she came to battle, she lost the big girl's face battle and then came right back out and battled the same person for woman's face.
Wait, hold on. So, Kelly, he told the commentators don't come on Saturday night, so he already knew he was canceling the ball.
He told the commentators don't come on what?
Somebody sent me a screenshot where Paris said he came to the FBS and told me not to come. So whoever this is, Paris is talking to, they said when. He said the one tonight, and they said, right, but when did he tell you the ball was canceled? On Saturday.
Oh, well, I don't know. Sure.
Ooh.
Well,
ain't no way.
See, this is what I'm telling you.
Oh, there's a screenshot right there. See?
I don't know.
You don't never know what it's dealing with gorgeous Gucci, Kelly.
I'll be honest with y'all. I got multiple devices going on. So can somebody send this live tomorrow? Because I got the phone line running over here. I got the switchboard running over here, and this phone right here. Don't Work Productions is only on Facebook.
Why Marlon got to answer? Where Cash at? Marlon didn't do it.
Yeah, where is Cash? Yeah. Where's promoter? Any other time we get the promoter over.
Okay, well, send it live to get. Hold on.
They posted in the comments, but that's what I was just reading.
Hold on, let me try to get
him. Well, because they're going to get on him about the other statement.
Did you get your fee?
He canceled
the answer, man, and told me not to come. When? The one tonight? Right.
And they said we want your ass.
When did he tell him the ball was canceled? Saturday. Oh, you motherfucker.
I just said it
hold on, let me say this. I want to reiterate this for everybody, because some people are cast members might not have got it. When we screen share it, read it, or play videos, everybody needs to be silent.
Oh,
go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, so wait. So, I don't know, Miss Say, I sent him live. He ain't even active, honey, so I don't know.
Thank you, Moderna. Wait, hold on. What's this posting here? Okay, this is from Joshua. It says Joshua Moe. Cash called a Christopher. That's crazy. You had people come out, buy plane tickets just to play your people's faces? You won't answer the phone. So we called the venue. You have no integrity.
Ooh.
You at least hope about how the ball is canceled. But, I mean, this is very your character.
We got our first caller on Blog Talk.
Nice.
If y'all want to press one and jump in the queue, they listening right now. They ain't pressed one yet. But if they press one, we are bringing them on up. I mean, we got our first caller on Blog Talk. It's been all wrong. Yo, Jack just listened. And they just pressed one. And the way they do it is so
sick.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get Paris. Hold on. Let's take our first caller. We have our first caller. Hold on. Let me unlock. I'll bring them up. Hold on.
Thank you.
52673. You're live on the air Monday.
What the fuck's going on, motherfuckers? I just wanted to call in because y'all was reading my comment and the comments, and I just wanted to tell you, Kelly, you need to get your ass on that phone and in that production meeting, in that production chat, bitch. You should have already had Cash on speed dial, bitch, because it's your house shit, and we want to know why the fuck he canceled the ball. He already knew he wasn't going to do the ball because ain't nobody coming. He wasn't going to make no money, or he didn't have his money. We want to know what the fuck was going on, because Gucci ain't looking so fucking gorgeous, bitch.
out of all bitches, listen, if y'all want to listen, y'all can always be a part of the show, y'all. The caller dummy back in. Y'all see how the sonny just called and woke it up and say this. That's how you use the caller number and call in and wake this bitch up. We ain't pay $150 for nothing, and I paid that out of my pocket because nobody ain't sent a cash app over. So wake this caller number up, this thing, bitch, and show us what the fuck y'all got. But I'm trying to get Cash over here, Miss A Girl. I sent her the message.
Girl, you should have been.
You don't have a personal phone number?
I can't hit it up on a personal number because the switchboard is on the personal number.
Okay.
So I have not used my house phone. My house phone just sit there. Y'all hear it ring, but I don't know. It's ringing from my cable box. But it's not ringing from the actual phone. I don't know where the adapter is, so I got to order a new house phone so I can bring it over here for the table so I can have all my things going on. Once I found out today that I didn't have no adapter for the phone, it was too late to get another phone right now. So I was doing too much running around. But that's how you use the caller number. That's how you call in and you bang. Shout out to Dasani for definitely calling in. But I don't know. So let me get off the record, okay? Oh, and yeah, Jay thinking about another phone, too, because Jay has the login, too. He can run the switchboard as well on Tuesday. So, listen, off the record, for me, I feel the same way y'all feel. They didn't make no coins since they said they canceled it. I would have still had it, but I would have just had to bite the bullet. But that's me.
I can't speak for nobody else. Nobody else is not going to. See, obviously for me, I'd have bit the bullet, Miss St. Bitch, and I would have had the aftermath, and I would have got read by Mason. I would have rather got read by Mason than get read by the community.
That's fucked up. You went for my father in that position.
I'm just being real. I would have got read by Mason. One thing about me is that y'all got to realize is that when it comes to me having a ball, as long as I walk in that building with my name intact, and I walk in that building with my name intact, and I walk out of that building with my name intact, that's all that matters to me. The money and stuff does not matter to me. So if I got to get read by him on the back end, I can deal with him getting read by him on the back end for about a week or so. I'm not going through that with the community on the front end and them dragging me. Oh, I told y'all that nasty, fat, motherfucking, undesirable, flat-chested, titty-ass motherfucking bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not doing that. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller, y'all. Private caller, y'all.
The reason why the SMS was canceled because people had to get a hotel for the sex party.
No, hold on. The reason why the aftermath was canceled is because why? Oh, they hung up, Miss That Girl. They said something about the reason why the aftermath. So when I say we got a caller, y'all got to, it's going to be, I'm trying to figure out how to work these kinks out. They said something about the reason why the aftermath was canceled is because T-Boy is something, but I really didn't get it.
Can you
connect that phone
to your microphone and speaker?
No, this is connected to the iPad and the speaker is connected to this. But I don't know why this speaker is not that loud. Hold on. Let me see if I can connect this to the other speaker. Hold on. Because I think the other speaker may be a little bit louder. When he run...
You want me to read it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's blurry.
No.
Yeah. Okay, it's a little blurry, y'all, for me, but hold on. It says, tonight, Catwalk 2.0 House Florida Awards Ball Aftermath is unfortunately canceled and will be postponed. This is my first time having to cancel an event, and my apologies to the community with a late statement. Sorry to the 3 of 16 captains that was ready, and half of the other captains canceled for me. I apologize and will make sure that I will take care of the team that prepared. I hope everyone enjoyed last night. And thank everyone for their support of the Florida Awards Ball. It was a success. But it's now moved to the joint of Miami from our house. Sorry for all of those excited to walk again. I will make it to you guys with a much better function coming soon from Cash Gorgeous Gucci. Okay, so it's
go to the next one.
What, Jay Alexander?
Yeah.
Okay, Jay Alexander said, this is a weird time as fuck. Many people extended their trip to attend this aftermath, more so than the actual award ball. What's going to be done for everyone that's prepared to walk this ball? The fact you just now announced it, okay, all right, so Jenny Alexander, I totally apologize for those that extended their stay. The ball didn't call for anything, so there really wasn't much to prepare for other than the people on their team. I'm trying to see if I could possibly use the venue to move is one to hear that from the owner.
Wow. Shaking my ears.
Okay, Dasani, I hooked the other speaker up, the louder speaker. Let me see if it works. Dasani, call back into the thing and see if it works, honey, for me. I need to see if it's louder. Or that private caller that was reading T-Boy. Can I get the private caller, whoever it was, to call back in so we can get your tea? Okay, hold on. Dasani, you... Hold on.
Testing, testing, Dasani, one, two, black motherfucker. Black motherfucker on the line, hello?
No, it's still not. I don't know why it's not working. No, Dasani, it's not working. I got to fix it. I'm going to work on fixing it, Dasani. No, it ain't working. But go ahead, Nikki. Oh, tap your bag.
Yeah. Money on the floor.
We had a few icons that were deemed this weekend of Acrobat. Because I see the legendary Chi Chi was reading the, I guess, new Bush Queen Vogue film legend. Gucci knot versus the knot for the chapter. The new legend. This is just me both from the legend.
Well, it's a video. Chi-Chi's live. Chi-Chi's live is in the production chat. It's the last thing put in the production chat.
Okay.
Chi-Chi's live is the last thing in the production chat.
The one that
said
new video?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's the last thing. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, Cash is there? Okay, well, hold on. Cash, would you like to address these people, Cash? Okay, hold on. Okay, everybody get out the queue. If you're not a part of the thing, I need you out of the queue. If it's not where we ask for y'all, we'll bring y'all in the queue. Please do not get in the queue until we ask for y'all to get in the queue because y'all fucking me up. Hold on. Y'all fucking me up, baby, please. Cash, press the little cash. Okay, no. I'm about to, hold on. If y'all jump, tap your bags. If y'all jumping, oh, so those boxes, those things will be going to be locked as well. Hold on. I'm about to open up the boxes. I need one of y'all to drop down so his cash does not know how to work this app. Paris, get out of the queue. I'm going to bring y'all in the queue in a second. Give me a second. Let me work with cash first. Hold on. Okay, so I'm about to open up the boxes. I need one of y'all to drop down so cash can get into the box because he does not know how to work this app. Drop down. If anybody get in a box, y'all gonna get thrown up out of here. Okay, did somebody drop down? Okay, work. Okay, Cash. Okay, Cash, I need you, Cash. I need you to jump in the queue, Cash. Hold on. Okay, he need a couple of minutes. Okay, so Paris, come on, let's go. Because Paris is the commentator. Okay, hold on, y'all. Sorry. I'm trying to work all of this stuff out. Go ahead, Paris.
Nikki, you want to talk to me?
You bitches is looking for me. Here I go.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Paris.
That's
quick question. Hold on. Quick question, Paris. Hey, hello, Paris. We just read a message exchange. With you and somebody else explaining that you were told Saturday night that you weren't going to be commenting on Sunday.
Okay, I had a conversation with Jonathan Harris, aka Typical West. I mean, Tatiana West, who he called late night and asked me about me not coming to the ball, and she was like, "Hey, Briss, what's going on?" I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" She was like, "Hey, why did you even show up?" I said, "Well, the ball was canceled, and, you know, he told me not to come." But mind you, like, this conversation happened, it was on Saturday night, Sunday morning. It was, like, after, like, I think it was, I explained to her, like, text message, because when I told her Saturday night, on Saturday, she ran. I guess she thought I was indicating it was like Saturday, like the day of Saturday for the ball. I told her no. It was a conversation we had in the midst, like, of the mainstream ball happening. Because my place, I had to fly in, I was flying in Sunday morning.
Cash was supposed to be getting me a lift to the airport, and he did not. I didn't get the lift because he told me not to pay, and because he said the numbers weren't looking right and everything as far as for the function. So I explained that to her, and that's why I wasn't able to make it there. Now, granted, he did, so people don't go running thinking the narrative of what it is and what it's not. Cash purchased my plane ticket already. I had my ticket already purchased. He told me not to get on the plane to come. And I didn't know that until the day of I was flying. I flew out Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Sunday.
So,
see that beauty? I don't have nobody beauty.
Oh, shit, I do. Oh, I know I had a muted. I don't know how she got muted, though.
Hold on. He told me not to come to the ball, period?
Yeah, he told me not to get on the plane. When did he
say you not to get on the plane? What day? It was when I called him Sunday morning about, it was like, I would say probably about...
Harris is coming down for the aftermath.
So he told me not to get on the plane, not to come down because it was not going to be an aftermath. And lost out on the flight ticket and everything and stuff like that. And told me to also keep my deposit that he sent me.
Okay. That was Sunday morning. Okay.
Okay, anybody else have a question? Now, what I did not like was the fact that, and I'm going to speak upon this, don't call my motherfucking phone or text me, you late-ass bitches, about trying to get any information about anybody that vote me to use against your ability, you tired-ass fucking queen. Because at the end of the day, none of you folks put money in my motherfucking pocket. I have worked with this man multiple times, and he has paid me over more than what he was supposed to pay me. Hotel rooms, transportation, and everything. If you got a personal problem with this man, you take it up within yourself. Don't you ever try to use my motherfucking name, platform, or anything to try to put a man under the fucking bridge.
Y'all already saw who the post was. Y'all know who he was talking about. Y'all seen the post who said they spoke to Paris.
Who you talking about, Paris? I'm talking about Tiana West and whoever that child was who sent that fucking post, who sent the message to, and she gave it to her to vote on the post inside that vote for the group chat. Don't do that late ass shit. You call me like you're a concerned friend, but then you send a message over to somebody else. That's some late ass shit.
Right.
You don't give a fuck about what the hell you're trying to accomplish, which is destroying somebody in the community that has been putting balls on for you guys multiple times in Florida.
Well, OS up here, but also you think they thought Maharia did it, but somebody sent it to Maharia. Get into it. See, they better just blame Maharia.
Okay, I know, Desardi. Hold on, Desardi. I'm trying to get this other thing to work. I'm trying to get this. I was speaking.
You called me late at night asking, hey, Bristol, what's going on? Why you weren't here? What's going on? And I'm thinking, you concerned? I'm like, you know, and it's kicking his question, and it's so funny because you went here. Oh, did you get paid? Did he pay you? Why the fuck you want to know what I get paid? And I know what I got. I got a contract, baby. Anything I do, I make sure that that question is on time until it's delivered. And cash is delivered. Because, like I said, that flight was paid for. She told me not to get on it.
Okay, hold on. Desardi's back. Desardi's back. Hold on. Desardi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to say this, Paris girl. No shade, Paris girl. At the end of the day, you volunteered the information, and congratulations to Cash on throwing plenty of successful balls in the past. But unfortunately, at this point, bitch, he done threw an unsuccessful one. I mean, it's not unsuccessful, but, an unpromoted ball
that didn't really have a turnout, and then he canceled the aftermath. Regardless, now you did just state in your statement that he canceled the ball during the mainstream ball while the mainstream ball was still going when you called him about the thing. That's what you, that if I'm not mistaken, that's what you said. So he called, so he knew that he didn't have the funds, so he canceled the ball. I mean, it's just that simple, whatever case may be. Now, the girl called you to get the late tea, that's late, whatever, that's late. You're right, that's late. But, sister, you gave her the information. No shame, bitch. Bitches is mad. Everybody reading this man on Facebook, they going crazy. And the bitch called you out of the blue. She ain't no concern, friend. Bitch, she's trying to get the tea, and you gave it to her. No shame.
Exactly. And you know what's so crazy? I didn't even know about the aspect of the act and what was going on until later on that day when I found out that she sent, because I talked to Cash, and Cash was like, oh, yes, this boy posted something up about a message, that conversation we had. I thought, I didn't have no conversation with no boy. What are you talking about? And there's only one person I talked to that day. So we talked and had a conversation. You sent that message to somebody else. And see, that's what I'm saying. You know,
he said she asked you the same question that the panel was asking you now. So what's the issue?
Oh, there is no issue. I'm just stating facts and statements. That's it. Because everything else is not in court.
So I have a question. So if he knew the ball was canceled on Saturday, why did he wait till so? Where's Cash?
He said give him a second, Chad. Hold on. I'm bringing on West Side.
Because I'm like, why did he wait till that evening to tell? My whole thing is, you volunteer information to her, you get mad because the information get out. Please don't just shoot my house.
It's not even about information being let out of anything. It's the simple fact of the matter, if somebody sits there and they hold a conversation with you about what's going on, don't get hype on her.
Just for the same shit that she, if you, baby, you gave her the information, if she put it out, oh, well, my whole thing is, if it was so...
Don't call
no house name. Oh,
should have said my
That's
friend.
That's part of that. That's part of that, though.
Just say my girl type. Don't say no. Don't say West.
Okay.
Don't say West. Don't say.
Okay. So we try to wait for Cash. I want to thank Anthony and I want to thank Paris for definitely coming up here with this portion of it. Okay. But we try to wait for Cash. We try to wait for Cash to get up here.
Let that dusty hope.
Cash.
He said, "How do I go on?"
Cash, press the little thing down there that says join or whatever the shit is, or the little box, the little phone box. Where he at? Oh, he said, "How you?" Oh, wait, hold on, Ray. I got him. Here, follow him. I need to invite him.
Hi,
Cash.
How y'all doing?
Baby, he's ready to go. I'm telling y'all, I know those cheekbones. But go ahead, y'all, ask your questions.
Go ahead, y'all.
Okay, I have a question. If you knew this all was not going to happen,
no. Let's start with the main ball first.
Okay. Can you tell us about the main ball? Give us your highlights from the main ball. Tell us about the legends that were deemed. And what?
No, we start out positive. We start out positive, and then we get messy.
Okay, so we'll start off nice, and then we'll get messy. We'll all get messy together.
And mind you, I don't like fucking coming on these fucking type of shows, but everybody's
okay.
Fucking blowing up my phone, so I'm here with y'all.
So the highlights would be, to me, Mar 007 winning $2,000, one for performance and one for runway. I think that's really dope that a 007 really ate it. He's really fast and not one category, but two categories, and came home with it as a $2,000 winner of the night. I feel like that's actually a huge highlight of the board.
Congratulations.
I think another highlight is, the Royal Delcourt winning his 2K. You know, shout out to Heidi for giving the extra $1,000 and making the category a bit hotter. And you know, I think whoever would have won, I think shout out to anybody who would have won the 2K, but since it was Royal Delcourt, I think that's a highlight. I think anybody walking away with a big grand prize, money. You know, it's always a highlight. And then to all the other $1,000 winners, because I mean, at the end of the day, we gave out $8,000 altogether. Shout out to Life Size Barbie, aka Kira, who was Mother Ball Man, who's now a gorgeous Gucci, winning her $1,000 for face. That was another highlight. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see a lot of the other categories because I was running around running the ball. So unfortunately, there's some categories I didn't get a chance to see. So there's certain things I can't really tell you 100% the highlights. I actually have to watch the video in order for me to actually see some of the other categories.
Okay. So now can you tell us the people that was acknowledged this weekend?
Yes. So the people, I believe it was four people. Again, I didn't even get to see the demons, but I know about four. Now the new legendary father, Scar Revlon. Well deserved. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to Chloe West, legendary Chloe West, now being a two-time legend, now also legend for Butch Queen performance. There was an Ebony.
Dino Prodigy.
And well overdue Dino Prodigy.
Davenport.
Yeah, Kennedy, I'm so sorry. I'm a little, like, you know, y'all kind of stressed me out. Everything came up, so my mind is a little funny. So, Kennedy Davenport, also on RuPaul's Drag Race, been walking balls in Florida since before I even started walking. So shout out to her getting her legendary status. Y'all got hand claps and everything.
Oh, we got a lot of things over here, buddy.
Oh, I know.
Now that we have Kumbaya, go ahead, Nikki. Before we even get to that, because I got a lot of you go on to Sunday, we ain't get to Sunday yet.
Okay.
I got a lot of inboxes. The girls want to know
what possessed the Florida Alliance to deem Chloe legendary Butch Queen performance? She hasn't done nothing as a Butch Queen.
We completely feel different. We feel that she's done her work as a legendary Butch Queen performance. She's won over multiple thousands. Has every time that she's even walked over to all performance and she didn't get dressed, she won them as a boy. She won multiple thousands of boys. And we pushed with Chloe to the rest of the world. And
oh, wait, hold on. Is that really Chloe on the phone number? Is that Chloe on those jail numbers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
You gotta catch where. Hold on. You crazy.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead. Don't pay attention to the cast. Don't pay attention to those comments. Chloe, click on your name and I'll click on those numbers, Chloe, and you can unmute yourself. Don't pay attention to those comments. Pay attention to us.
But like I was saying, when it comes to Chloe, and I'm somebody who's seen Chloe in the club before she even got in drag and was already walking and winning. All she was like, I just feel like her hype was just her getting up in drag and, you know, her carrying it. But there was so many moments. Up.
But it was, baby, it was.
Maya, let them finish. Maya, let them finish.
But there was also so many moments of her as a boy. I mean, and it's not like she got double deemed at the same time. She's deemed because she was deemed before me, and I think I'm in 2017. I think Chloe was deemed in 2017. So another 5-6 years of still performance, and they deemed that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else y'all looking for. But go ahead.
Go ahead, Chloe.
What's up, y'all? So what was the question, Kelly?
So somebody just sent over, it's like, why would y'all deem Chloe legendary Butch Queen performance? Chloe ain't done nothing as a Butch Queen. That's what they sent over.
Well, I definitely, mind you, I went online and, you know, the girls were talking, and the girls, it was definitely the drag performance. Legends, that'd be really blessed about me walking, you know, legendary Butch Queen goes fam for the most part. But let's just clarify that. It's not just me walking legendary Butch Queen Wolf or walking Butch Queen Wolf. It's me one is walking and winning. Let's
hold on, sorry. Hold on, sorry. But I'm not doing anything, but okay.
Go ahead, Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe might gotta pick her phone out.
Oh, Chloe, you got your phone sitting down. Chloe, pick your phone up. Your phone can't be sitting on the counter because your microphone is on the bottom. So it's gonna echo.
Okay, hold on. So, here we go.
Hold on, Chloe. We're gonna get
one second, Chloe. One second, Chloe. Go ahead, Naima.
So read all three. Read all three.
No.
Just Michael.
You said normally I would keep. Oh, okay. Hold on, because this thing is going fast. Hold on. Let me scroll this over. Okay, close this. Okay. Normally, I would keep to myself. But Michael Nelson, you kind of talking facts today, big facts. As much as I don't care, I'm a second that opinion. And no shade, you've been on that floor recently more than most of us. So if anyone can say it, you can. But talk your shit.
Now this right here, y'all, is the rebuttal for Chloe, and Chloe represents saying that he...
Okay, go ahead,
Amaya.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. And I have video proof for all my wins, and these are just my Butch Queen Bowl symbols. 2015, 80 ball in Miami, Florida, major ball. Grand prize, both fam, last battle, me and James, New King James, of course. 2018, Jasmine Couture Halloween ball, Butch Queen, both fam, Troy Milan. Latex ball, 2016, both fam, grand prize, Troy Milan. Latex ball, 2017, grand prize, both fam, Chloe Milan. 2016, Freddy LaVeja ball, 1K grand prize, Chloe Milan. 2021 grand prize, West, Chloe West, 2K Age Ball, Canada. 2022 grand prize, Chloe West, TK, Age Ball Canada, Kelly McRahe, Big Boy the Beautiful Ball, 2016, Grand Prize for the Vogue Femme, Jordan Corey Awards Ball, Vogue Femme, 2019, Latex Ball, 2023, Grand Prize, Decorated Vogue Femme, Chloe West, Jordan Corey Awards Ball, 2020, Walk and Won both Vogue Femme and Legendary Vogue Femme. Red Ball, 2023, Grand Prize, Legendary Chloe West. Trans Day of Remembrance, All Grand Prize, Legendary Chloe West. Keep in mind, y'all, I've done all of this as I was also dominating drag performance. I was putting in heat and drag and still sending y'all fades as a Vogue Femme. Then Star Walking Face also and Best Dress. All good categories. You bitches be so mad. Step it up. Go to the gym. Get some furs. Get some peace. Invest in yourselves, your ballroom. And then maybe y'all can step to me. I'm beautiful, talented, and successful, and y'all just can't take me. Go ahead, Chloe. I'm going to get your resume out while you were still.
So it reminds me talking like from the back of my head. I'm sure there's way more balls. I totally understand that. While Chloe was like the superstar. It's not really, like, I don't really see myself getting in drag like that. I'm a whole fucking between. I'm a man. I don't want to get in drag. And I feel like I do have the accolade to be able to walk between legendary Vogue Femme. Girl, no shade. Girl, you barely even won anything. So let's be real. You was in drag. And you're fucking shit. Okay, my sister, you broke down. And, you know, we going at it right now because she's in her mood. No, she said, you don't have half of my win as a butcher Vogue Femme. So, no, you can't walk in Vogue Femme.
Well, since you brought Chi-Chi up, Nikki, can you roll that beautiful me footage? Okay, well,
girl, like I said, I still don't see it, bitch. I still don't see a butcher Vogue Femme legendary status. Bitch, ain't gonna see it. And can't nobody make me fucking see it, bitch. Can't nobody make me see it. When I think of Phoenix, bitch, I think of Chloe, huh? Chloe, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? Now, he's just an automatic Vogue Femme legend. Bitch, is the Vogue Femme legend that been before you, bitch. That ain't a DJ. And you take your little Phoenix ass down to Florida where they got some palm trees that big and want to get motherfucking and motherfucking want to get Dean Pussy and Vogue Femme. And a bitch called me and I'm like, and I decide to steer it up the sword to, you know, get it going on Facebook because that's the type of bitch I am. And you upset? And you upset? I'm a hater? Hating on what, Chloe? Hating on what? What am I hating on? You didn't like who you were, so you went and laid on the table and got a new body, bitch. You might as well be a transgender, bitch. You might as well be one, bitch. Because you changed everything that you like about your motherfucking self, bitch. I'm fine with what I am, bitch. So I don't need no bitch telling me to do anything or get anything done. Because this is fine for, I'm fine for what I am. I'm fine for what I am, bitch.
Yeah.
But I don't like that, bitch. Don't put that narrative when a bitch said that how a bitch gonna get into her date when she hit. Bitch, you ain't never done, like, girl, stop saying that. Because that's the type of shit that will make you smack the shit out of Chloe and make Chloe ain't go like this. And then when I beat the Spanish bitch,
wait, hold on, Chloe.
I'm like, oh, no, bitch. All that bullshit.
Oh.
But y'all don't even know the back end of why I would want to smack this bitch. Don't tell me shit, bitch. Girl, you are phony. COVID phony the fucking fuck. You are a fake ass Spanish ass Corona drinking ass bitch. What the fuck is you talking about, bitch? You drink mass beer, bitch.
Oh.
We are not the fag. We are not. You are right, COVID. We are not the fag. You drink mass beer. I don't drink that shit.
You know that.
No talking about
no, because I was really on a good day. Like, no, say I woke up people, and then the bitch want to say, Chloe, you live in a mess box apartment. Let's start there, bitch. I live in a house.
What?
You don't have a car. You don't have.
That was just a little synopsis. It was much longer.
See, that was Chloe talking.
I'm sorry. I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Chloe.
I will walk through my two-bedroom apartment in Manhattan. Whenever, Chi-Chi, bitch, I don't fuck with her. Bitch, I've met these bitches before.
bitch, I've given this bitch hair before. When we was Prodigy, it was like, the moment I left Prodigy.
I saw you met her. But she was saying something about some little cheap wig that you thought was sweetness or something.
Well, Chi-Chi said, what Chi-Chi said was that when Chi-Chi went to the ball, Chi-Chi said somebody asked her who put that Spanish makeup and that Spanish wig on her head.
Whatever it was, but she didn't have it. So, you know, it is what it is. She can't take it. But she's not smacking nobody. I'll tell you that. Because, bitch, I will tour you out, say to me. Gonna continue to do it. Who's gonna stop me?
Okay, please hold y'all. We got a caller. We got a caller in the queue. 252-643. You're live on the air. We're having some pay Monday.
No, I just wanted to call in and tell y'all what she actually said, because y'all didn't say what she said. Chloe had made a post and said that she had wigged her hair, and then she got on live and said that the wig that you put on her and the makeup that you put on her, you had her looking like Selena Hot Mess instead of Selena Gomez. That's what she said, and she said that she had that Spanish makeup on her, and she said that her cheeks was real rosy and the wig was real wet. That's what she said. She had, you had that Spanish real wet wig on her. That's what she said. I just wanted to let you know what she said, because they were saying the wrong thing.
Okay. Thank you, Dasani.
Well, I mean, I don't care what it was. Bitch, it could have been Mexican. Bitch, Peruvian. Bitch, it was free. And I helped you. So, next. But anyways, y'all, you know, I don't
go because it's hooked in his speaker. If y'all don't have anything to add to this thing, don't text me right now. Who's here? Hold on, y'all going off the track. Does anybody have any other questions to say to Chloe?
No.
Yeah, you just stick around just in case. Man, I just know my sister Chi-Chi's on.
Chi-Chi is at work. Chi-Chi is probably at work. That's why Chi-Chi is not in the queue. Okay? And Chi-Chi probably have people in front of her. That's why she has not called in yet. Because I already know that Chi-Chi is watching the live. But she probably has people in front of her at her desk. That's why she has not called in yet.
That big fat smoke coming out of her ears right now.
Yes, she definitely has smoke coming out of her ears. And she's definitely trying to get those people in front of her.
Again, because I'm trying to keep you down myself. And we got order, y'all.
Okay. So besides that, Chloe, is there anything else that you would like to say? Congratulations on your legendary status. And I didn't know about all of those wins. And so that's why I read what the people sent over, because I didn't know about all of those wins. So, you know.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's ballroom. It's not that serious. I come off for fun. It is what it is. I'm chilling.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm out.
Thank you
so much, Chloe. Congratulations once again.
Cash, if you down there, please come back, because now we got to get into Sunday. I wanted to get that. I wanted to go to that before we jump into Sunday, honey.
The mother is on her way.
What mother? Or Marlon, would you like to speak? Or Marlon, would you like to speak on why you're out?
No. Bring Cash up. Get Cash in the crib.
Oh, Cash is back? Okay, Cash is back. Hold on. Okay, Cash is back. Okay. So go ahead. So let's get into Sunday. Now we don't got all of that done and everything. So now go ahead, Nikki, Sunday.
Go ahead, Nikki. So, Cash, but people wanted to know why, if you knew you were going to cancel a ball on Saturday, right, why did you wait till Sunday evening to tell everybody else that you were canceling the ball?
I wasn't sure about canceling the ball. So when I spoke to Paris
Saturday night. He asked me how did things go. I was supposed to have also extra funding that was supposed to come in from the sponsorship. The sponsorship money didn't go. The sponsorship money didn't get through. I told him, we'll talk tomorrow morning, and I'm going to tell you if I still think it's a good idea to go through with this thing. When I spoke to him, I told him, don't get on the flight. Give me some time so I can figure things out, and I'll let you know if I should have you put on another flight. Let me figure something out with the venue and everything else to make sure that I should continue doing it. People then jumped the gun, and I was really trying to figure things out. I purchased his tickets. I paid his, what's that called, hotel. I had, you know, a deposit with him. I have the trophies. I have everything sitting here. So it wasn't that I didn't want to do the function. There were just certain things that didn't go right, and I had to make a decision to cancel. I've never canceled any of my events. I literally was just part of a ball the day before. We gave out $8,000. I've given nothing but fucking some of the best balls that are thrown in fucking Florida. So it was really crazy to see how all these people were trying to kind of rile up. And I get it. And that's why I said, you know, I apologize for there not being a ball tonight. I apologize for me not coming with something. I never cancel anything. For people to even say I don't have integrity, that's a fucking lie. I'm one of the biggest people that have integrity in my name and everything that I fucking do and everything that I brought in here to Florida. So it's a little, it is very upsetting for me to even see people trying to drag my name when literally I threw a free ball 2 months before, gave out $1,000. I literally threw this ball, and I probably threw some of the biggest balls and some of the most money that's ever been given out. Also a businessman. I'm not going to also just stop. The they told me that I won't be able to get it until March. There were certain things that it just didn't go right, and I said, and I tried my best to see how I can go about it. And then I said, you know what, I don't think it's a good idea. This is why I even told something to Perry. He even said, so I even looked at my numbers of the night before. I'm calculating things. I'm going over everything. And that's why I made the final decision. No, let me just cancel it because I have so much other things coming up. But what made me more upset is my aftermath. It was an open book. Tell me about preparation. It was something you had to pull out your closet. So for me, and I'm being for real, I've thrown some of the biggest balls here. Y'all can't tell me that I like ruin your time and ruin your thing. I do apologize to the people who might have possibly stayed a day before, but don't make it look like it was a y'all flew into that got canceled. We gave out $8,000 the night before. I had a successful ball the night before. That's what I'm like, and I do get it, and that's why I said I apologize, and I truly do, and I have so much other set up, especially with me not receiving the funds that I thought I was getting. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was your ball. Your ball is definitely better than that shit that T-Boy be throwing down there.
My ball, I'm sorry, I'm promoter of the year. I'm one of the top, not what's the ball. I've helped throw some of the biggest, best balls here. My number records are alone on its own. Like, and that's what I'm like, and I'm not trying to try, and that's what I said, I'm not trying to try my community. I truly love and I appreciate all the people who have supported me, all the people who fly in, all the people who support. But in reality, they're kind of dragging it about an aftermath. Like, there was nothing to fucking prepare for.
So, Cash, okay. I see Mother Network in the comments. She said, why not have the sponsorship before promoting it?
Well, y'all already know it does not work. Everybody that has balls know it does not work.
Hold on. Because I honestly thought I was getting it, and the problem was also a lot of my money was also tied up because my money was sitting in the event the night before. Not to say that I didn't have the money, but I had money. But a lot of my money was also tied up. I didn't even count out any of the things from the night before to even replace almost the clothing expense. I'm always good on money, but like I said, I just realized that the situation just wasn't going good. The venue started giving me all these other issues, and the best thing I could do was just say fuck it. Unfortunately, I had to cancel and postpone it. That was honestly like, and mind you, I would never want to do that. I had my own members and my own people here really unwilling to walk.
For all of you girls that don't have balls and don't know about how sponsorship works, sponsorship money don't come in time for the ball sometimes, bitch. You'll get checks and stuff after the ball. They say, bitch, and I told y'all that after the last BBB ball, I was still getting checks 2 months after the BBB ball was over, but I had to prop that money myself.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And, I mean, they can't say I'm not good on money. I've given out so much thousands of dollars.
I literally see a similar event 2 months ago and I gave it up for no reason, just for the fuck of it for Thanksgiving. I've thrown at least 8 to 9 balls already. I've risen up the prices when it comes to money. Like, seriously, that's all I'm like. I 100% apologize to the community. I would never want people to change after the day for me. They actually do their own, you know, they actually end up throwing a tiki ball. Don't read those comments. Pay attention to me.
If you get T-Boy up here, because T-Boy, you're down there saying otherwise.
Bitch, don't pay. And T-Boy know how to work this motherfucking ass. Bitch, say he was up here when he got
T-Boy on there. Don't, because he, I mean, that's a bitch who's gonna make him upset.
Oh, well, T-Boy know how to work this ass. T-Boy know how to get up here. T-Boy to get up here.
Because I keep seeing my name was Slicky Boy.
Don't read the comics. Pay attention to me.
And again, somebody asked the question, what has Kennedy Davenport done for being legendary in Baltimore?
They say legendary lip sync.
No, it's legendary best dress is what she is in Baltimore.
And drag runway. Don't worry, we'll read T-Boy at the end of the year for the Voodoo Ball. They say just she don't want to bring our ass up here.
And that's fine. Whatever. The only because I told me T-Boy is reading. That's my grandchild, but whatever. She's reading. Whatever. Since I was a kid, she was walking Grand Drive.
Right.
That's what I know her for. Like when I came out in 2004, she was already out before me. She was already walking runway. Mm-hmm. She was like an infinity. She might have been in like one of them other houses before that, but when I came out, she was already walking runway.
Cash.
Yeah.
Like they said in the comments and the icon, you're not responsible to explain everyone's status.
T-Boy said, give him 5 minutes. His phone is dying. He's charging it up.
Whoever deems it.
I think you guys are just asking me because I'm supporting from my own memory. Obviously, I'm not an icon. I have nothing to do with the deeming. I wasn't even sure who was getting deemed and who wasn't. But if you're asking me history, because, I mean, I've been walking balls and Florida for 20 years. I know some of these people's history.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Amaya, Jeremy said,
Well, Cash, we definitely do thank you, but definitely stick around because T-Boy said give him a few minutes and T-Boy's going to come up. So definitely stick around in the comments, Cash, and we'll bring you back up. Listen, I told you, bitch. It's time to have a motherfucking backbone. Stop motherfucking saying it how you fucking feel. So get it. If you feel some type of way, get it.
All right, so I'll save myself.
And you got something to say, get it off your chest.
Okay, girl, we don't need no chest off for your motherfucking heavy voice, man.
Don't say nothing to her.
I'll wait until they get on or whatever these bitches gotta say.
Okay. So we're gonna put you in the comments. We're gonna put you in the comments and we're gonna wait for them to say whatever they gotta say. And whatever y'all gotta say, bitch, I already told them, bitch, it's time to let you hoes have it. Marlon, you don't need your help, Marlon. Mind your business, Marlon. I put him down to you.
Marlon's saying what you're saying Marlon should be saying because you're not Kelly Gorgeous Gucci tonight, remember?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, we pick Cash back. We're going to wait for T-Boy. Go ahead, move it on. Let's see what Mother Florida got to say.
Listen, because I know we've been in the midst of talking, and I know the girl still got quota. So this is all big and limited. Go for it.
Maharia, come from behind.
I'm poor. Yes. I need help.
I just bought a new truck. I need everything. This food stamps, EBT.
Listen, I'm trying to get the AK.
Inspired gift card.
I'm trying to get the AK, so if you have in your heart to bless me,
yeah,
I would really appreciate it.
I need two more dresses, y'all.
Five needs to get five.
Y'all
need to get
five.
If y'all want to pay, if y'all want to pay my condo, that'd be even better. Like,
hey, dead ass.
I'm at 298. I think I need three more luxury cars to clear out my quota. Three more luxury cars just to make it secure, to close out my quota.
Can you send me a luxury car right now? You got it. You got a dragon up there. Can you say, I'm begging from you. I feel like I'm begging from you, too. You got a dragon up there. Can y'all both send me a luxury car? I'm begging.
And Drake CA is in the comments. But, Maharia, come back, Maharia, because I want to know what you got to say, Maharia.
And the begging moment's over.
Go ahead, Kelly. Maharia, come back, Maharia, because you are a staple of Florida, Maharia. So I definitely want to hear what your opinion is on all of this, Maharia, because you don't like none of those bitches down there, Maharia. So I know you're going to keep it real.
Your lab not working. What do you mean the lab not working, Maharia?
Hold on. No, she was just a hand, but hold on. Let me see. Invite.
She said I can't join.
Okay, there we go. Go ahead, Maharia.
Everybody not going to all that kind of harm, Maharia. Everybody not going to run. Everybody not gonna talk over each other. Go ahead, Maria.
Yeah, I want to know why she didn't let me. Let me up when Karis was here. I just had a couple of questions, and thank you, Nikki, for asking those questions of the community. We definitely wanted to know. I do want to say everyone knows.
No, Cash want to hear Cash. So listen, Maria. So Cash want to hear what all of you girls from Florida got to say about him, and then he's gonna come back up and bang with y'all.
No, he already knows because I said it to him multiple times, and in his inbox. I ain't no fake ass bitch. I'm not them. So I don't fuck with Cash. So what? I know how to have a conversation with someone that I don't fuck with, or like this is not like a bashing type of thing. What I want to know, what I'm saying is, everyone knows in this generation that when T-Boy started throwing balls, that's when Florida they even said it out of their mouth that when T-Boy had did the jungle balls, because I don't really be saying out of T-Boy either, but I'm not a fake bitch. That's who put Florida back in the, on the map, and that's who brought the girls.
You saying it wasn't Cash, it's T-Boy.
Yeah, that's, I'm saying it, I'm speaking, let me say it, sister.
You're right, sister.
It was not Cash, okay, it was not. So Cash and T-Boy even had arguments about who did what and what did who, but it all came back to T-Boy, because T-Boy was the one who brought the girls down here. Did Cash make that big boom during the pandemic? When the girls came down here, yes, because that was the pandemic. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what he did, I don't keep up with none of the Florida drama. I don't keep up with what's being said, what's going on. But when I seen that the boy Joshua Bowe had tagged him and he canceled the ball, that was kind of fucked up. And like how they said, that is Cash's character. Now, Kelly, you know you're my girl and all that, but you said you're not a gorgeous Gucci tonight. So when the girls was talking, I don't know why you was trying to like, hey. No, that's him. Because the community needs to see how he talks. The community needs to see how, you know, how he maneuvers. You get what I'm saying? Not be-
Okay, hold on, Maharia. Hold on, Maharia, because you don't know how to watch your water. Drop down, Maharia. I'm going to switch boxes with you and him. He's back. So drop down. Maharia, he does not.
Maharia, go to the other box.
Go to the other box.
Maharia.
Just drop down and go to another box. He does not know how to unmute himself. I'm not going to go through trying to teach him how to unmute himself. So hold on. I'm going to bring you back up, Maharia. I'm going to let he's back. Hold on. I'm trying to wait for this car to move so I can bring him back up. Hold on right here. He does not know how to unmute himself. Now, Maharia, say something in the comments so I can bring you back up. So I can send you the invite.
Well, let me move to 10, because this ain't...
Okay, here she go. Go ahead, Maharia.
Basically, you know, when... I feel like that is Cash's character, because, you know, I think Cash on a front end and on the back end.
Whoever got their phone in the bottom of their head, whoever's holding their phone like this, you cannot hold your phone like this. You're blocking your microphone. Go ahead.
So Maharia, what's my character?
You know what your character is. I mean, like, if you're the type of person that
does not really want me to go in for real and really let me just say this. You already know how I am. The girl know how I am. And, you know, I'm going to keep it real. But at the same time, you're not going to play with me. And I mean, like, playing like when we're having a conversation. Because you already know how you are. You get what I'm saying? Like, the girls are calling you out. That's just like the same thing what they're doing with the Florida Icon Council when they said the girls was blocking demons and shit like that. You get what I'm saying? You would say that you don't know nothing about it, but you really do. You get what I'm saying? You would say that you didn't know that you were going to counsel your ball, but you really did. When you looked at your pockets for the night, that Saturday, you knew he was going to have no ball. So that's why the girls is like, what's going on? Because you already knew, and that's what Alexis had asked you. But, you know, you had came with your political answer as far as, you know, whatever the case may be. And then let me correct Kelly, because when she was talking, Kelly was saying them, but it was really you, because all the people who throw the ball with you were saying everything is on Cash, but everybody else was star and everybody else was getting blamed when, you know, they were kind of taking the read, but it was like you were nowhere to be found, and it was really with you. You were hiding.
Okay, now let's hear So, Maharia, so when you were saying that this is my character is what? Because my character has given out how many balls and how much money?
I don't know.
My character has done what? So when you say that, like, that's why I was even talking that boy through that, because how many balls have I thrown? I've thrown about 9, right? About 9 balls. I've been throwing balls since 2017 years?
I see you, Disarmy. I'm going to bring you back in a second.
And you say I don't bring the girls? Interesting. Because I brought plenty of people here for their first time. Huh?
You did. I said T-Boy was the one who brought the girls back down to Florida. I put Florida back on the map.
Wait, I had to think about that.
Okay, go ahead. Hold on.
First of all, because this isn't even a thing of who's the best promoter or who's what. I always will give kudos to T-Boy because he threw balls before me. T-Boy was throwing balls before me. And you're right. He's the one who made me step up and say, if he can throw balls here in Florida, I know that I can too. And that's what made, and I always say that he's actually gave me the urge, because I was a club promoter before. I worked in the clubs, and I actually understand how promotions and everything goes, because that's actually really pretty much what I do. And I did use that. But me and him have no competition. Me and him, what's it called? So that's why I didn't understand when you said, like, he's the person who brings the girls. I'm like, so many of my balls have too.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Give me a second, y'all. Just finding your live back on the air.
Okay, so I'm just coming back up here. I think that a lot of y'all need to call in and start coming on the panel. But I do want to just say this. I don't understand what is the competition part of this whole conversation. What is it, the competition between T-Boy and Cash? I think that a lot of us in the comments are lost there. We don't understand why we're getting there. Maharia, my question is to you is, if you're going to come and unpack, why aren't you really unpacking? Because it seems like you're holding back and you're playing around with this unpacking that you're trying to do. And it's really annoying. And then you didn't even go to the ball. So my whole thing is, it's just a lot going on. Like, no shade. Drop Maharia, T-Boy, we waiting on you, baby. Come on, close the segment up so we can move on, because her whole conversation right now.
The reason why I'm not
okay. Cash, hold on, I'm not done. I just want to say to you, Cash, no shade. Cash, your blinds behind you are broken. You know what I'm saying? Your blinds behind you are broken, and your bed is low, low, low to the floor. I'm just saying, $8,000 giveaway, you know what I'm saying, broken blinds, you know. Oh, never mind. I'm just saying. Never mind.
You done?
So, T-Boy, I waited for you to get in the queue, T-Boy. Mike, what's up, T-Boy? T-Boy, I'm so sorry. T-Boy, you was raised better than that, T-Boy. I never knew for somebody that was raised from a motherfucker, from the lineage that you was raised from, that you are like to type with your fingers. Whatever, y'all know what I mean. That, T-Boy, you want to use your fingers, T-Boy. You was always taught to use your voice, T-Boy. You got three people. Well, like, you got three people listening for Blog Talk.
So T-Boy, come on, T-Boy, before we wrap this segment. Okay, T-Boy has now entered the building. T-Boy, click on your name. Click on your name. See, T-Boy not a work to have. Unmute yourself, T-Boy. T-Boy has entered the building. You know how to unmute yourself. Click on your name and unmute yourself. Look, she came me down. Work, look. Look at her. Look. Okay, let's go, T-Boy. Unmute yourself.
Hello, y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can. You're live on the air.
Okay, so first and foremost, let me just say something real quickly. This is never a competition when it comes down to us throwing balls. I don't know about anybody else, but this is something that I do because I found a place where I can be myself again. So I'm a Haitian American generation. So the whole gay lifestyle is very new to, you know, me because, like, ballroom exposed me to a lot of this stuff. So I do it because when I come into ballroom, you know, I get to experience an environment that I'm not, you know, used to or anything like that. That's one. Two, I do it also because I have a lot of advocacy work behind it. So I'm bringing resources and stuff like that to the community so they can be made aware of the resources that are here in South Florida. I don't have no competition with nobody. The only thing that I want to say is, Rahari or Cash, I don't think y'all should be doing this on here. We should be talking about the integrity of the integrity of the...
We're going to do this up here, because y'all put me in the main floor of the group. So we're going to do this up here.
Hold on. So what I want to talk about, and I really want you to... Cash, I can talk to you. Let's do it on here, because you're also from the ball. So you're a leader, you're a legend, and you're in the summit. Did you guys go over the nominations and the actual awards before you guys released the awards and got them printed and engraved on those stuff? And did y'all say, hey, let's be realistic, let's vote with integrity. We don't want to put something out there that the team can bring, like, literally put up facts and say, hey, y'all voted wrong. Y'all just gave it to y'all girlfriend. Did y'all do that or no?
I was only there for partial of it. To be honest, I don't know. Remember, I'm still new to the Alliance. I've only been on the Alliance for 3 years. Things keep changing. So I've just tried to figure out how certain things are going. So no, I didn't even understand the process until like 3 years ago. And each year, I'm just letting the same thing kicking off. Learning it in the meantime. So
because I asked in the group yesterday, nobody responded, but Oso came and was like,
I think you guys said that this is going to be a talk or
yeah,
something that we're going to be going
on
over
here.
Hold on,
Kelly, you was at the Kelly was at the Prodigy Ball. So there was people at the Prodigy Ball, or Kelly wasn't at, I don't know, but there's people that was at the Prodigy Ball. There was people on this panel at the Prodigy Ball, and there's people also that watched it. We also gave out the highest, at that time, the highest grand prize for Femme Queen Face. We gave out over $23,000. Our cast was there. Y'all was in a brand new venue. The trophies were heavy. There were 10-inch glass trophies, 15-inch glass trophies, crystal trophies for the grand prizes. There was nobody who got $5 and $10 and wrinkled $1. It was all crisp 20s and 100s. The food was hot and fresh. The bar was there. The monitors, the building, everything went well. The ball finished, and you guys gave it to the pop ball for ball of the year. Every single leader in that motherfucking summit is smoking crack or literally can't take the fucking truth. You guys cannot give it. This has nothing to do with the pop ball, but this is fucking... We align ourselves with rational facts. Pop balls cannot see the motherfucking Prodigy Ball last year at all. Ball 23. We had an actual flyer that was distributed around the nation. Y'all had a digital image on the internet. It was just not given. And for y'all to award the pop ball. So pop ball of the year, flyer of the year, y'all fucking tried it. So now the promoters say, you know what? What's the point of us going and getting these lavish ass venues? Let's
keep working. Can I ask you a question really quickly? I'm sorry. Tired to cut you off. I'm really tired. Let me ask you a question, people.
Okay. So I'm on the line to a different place.
I'm going to ask you if I make a statement.
So are your ball of the year, your trophy of the year, all of those are the pro list categories?
Those are the prolific categories that they get to vote for their girlfriends.
Okay.
But I'm
saying,
if they are superlative categories, right? So because the things don't go in the way, not just anything that you, not anything that people don't think is correct. Well, superlative means that's that person's opinion, not your opinion, correct?
And I'm on this phone telling you, telling them and their opinions that their opinions are crackheaded opinions. They must have been intoxicated or something voting for the pop ball over the prodigy ball. When you think of ball of the year, you think of ball that left a moment that you can speak of. I can't even tell you what happened at the pop ball last year. And I've asked multiple people and they can't tell you either.
Giselle won the money at the ball. We say we know more about the prodigy ball, about the scandals and the teams than actually the ball.
But every ball has scandals and teams. There's a ball right now with scandals and teams. Every ball has scandals and teams. But the ball of the year qualifications is that the ball was packed. The ball gave out its cash. The ball had fab trophies. The venue was nice.
Okay.
The people was in the building. We had the people in the building. The only ball in Florida had the people in the building that year. That's it. I'm just saying. They voted how they voted, but I'm just letting them know. We can say, we can look at the
At that premium time, if somebody inboxed me and asked me to ask, they said, but T-Boy, after the ball, did you still get texts coming in? What happened to that money? I don't know. That's what's going on.
All right. Before you get back to me, first of all,
Hold on.
Let me tell you something. Actually, so since we're being very transparent, you know me, I don't have to lie about shit. So after the ball, I came on Kelly's show. Y'all can replay it on YouTube. And I said that there was a check for $5,000 that is coming that I had somebody else front of. So when I said, that $5,000, I had somebody front of, so I had to give it back. But I did not have to give it back because that organization also came and sponsored us. So what I did was, since the House of Prodigy failed to create an LLC in order for me to get the check under their name, and I have to give my social security number, and I have to pay the motherfucking percent, the 14% tax, I told them the $2,000 that I walked in that Kate saw me withdraw out my bank account so I can get them to use as change as the door. I'm taking that out for $5,000, and I'm also going to take the other $2,400 that the IRS is going to be charging me for the $23,000 sponsorship since they failed to get an LLC and I couldn't use their EIN. I had to use my social. And then the other $600, I took it in so motherfucking well. It was 16 motherfucking months that I fucking did that.
Hold on, wait, hold on.
Shut up!
So anybody who has something to say about this little fucking check, tell them to suck my dick.
Oh, basically you got $5,000 walk away money from you leaving the House of Pride.
No, Kelly, you did not hear me.
I heard you.
This is what I said. I walked into the ball.
No, T-Boy, I'm just fucking with you. I heard everything, T-Boy. I heard everything. I'm just fucking with you.
Hold on, bitch. I need the other people to hear. Before we went to the ball, they called and they said, we can't let nobody in. We don't have no change. I said, so nobody has change in there? They said, no. I went to Bank of America. I went and I got change of 5, 10, and 20, and I brought it to them, and I gave them $2,000 out of my account. So you goddamn right, after the ball, I'm going to take my $2,000 back. The fuck?
That's right. This says, "Girl, I wish I would have got a stipend like that when I walked away from the House of Israel." Hold on, Dasani is back on the line, honey. Hold on, Dasani, you back on the air with us, Dasani? Hold on.
We're not doing the Prodigy Ball.
We're not doing the Prodigy Ball, T-Boy. The Prodigy Ball was fab. It definitely should have been Ball of the Year. And we thank you for breaking down Ball of the Year. I just wanted to come here because 2 weeks ago we were here and we were talking about the Gulf Coast Awards Ball. And it just seems like the Florida Awards Ball and the Gulf Coast Awards Ball both belong in the same place, which is the trash. And I'm so glad that you guys came and unpacked that segment. Congratulations to all the winners and everything. And Kelly, I think it's time to move on. And T-Boy, no shade at work. You do your work.
Okay, thank you.
So this is my problem with houses coming to Florida. They just come here and they pick any leaders and they make us have to deal with those leaders, even though those leaders are incompetent, have never had any leadership bills and they just put them as our leaders and we have to deal with them bitches. And I feel like people come in here with their toxic ass motherfucking ways and want to do this girlfriend shit instead of us standing on integrity. That a stand on something. Who in Florida does not know that the Prodigy Ball was House of the Year? So when you're at the award ball and you give it to somebody else, it just looks like you guys were playing for who. And it is a tit for tat. That's all I'm saying. I love my team.
I don't know.
Some of these
who is the promoter for the pop-up ball?
The pop ball the promoters for the pop ball are all on the Senate, so of course they're going to vote for the pop ball.
Exactly right.
So you just answered your own self. You answered your own self.
Well, I already know, Captain. That's a hit on
so
you.
So then ask a question.
You didn't vote for your ball because it was ball of the year. So you know truly in your heart that the pop ball was not ball of the year.
Point blank. First of all, I voted for your ball, and of course. First of all, you can't clown my ball and act like it wasn't. Your ball was, and I will say this. Your ball was a great ball and was ball of the year. My ball was the second ball that was ball of the year, right? But like you just said,
well,
it's
that's not the award.
I just let you speak and kept going home. First of all, it's a superlative cut. First of all,
tell him with your chest.
Shut the fuck up. First of all, you read
with your chest. Correctly.
Don't let him go,
people.
Shut up. Like I was saying.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. First of all, like you were saying, that your ball, first of all, did you receive Pac Ball of the Year? No, right? Or did you?
We got Pac Ball of the Year.
Yes. Because you guys had like 400, a little bit over 400 people at your ball. Yes, y'all had a great ball. Y'all had a successful ball. Y'all gave out your money. You had a great
weekend.
We had
more than 400, but go ahead.
Okay, I wouldn't even say that your ball wasn't, but like they just said, it's a superlative category. Everybody's voting. You have multiple promoters. What are we going to do? Not fucking promote, not put our ball as well? Of course, and I'm being for real, of course I put the Prodigy ball as as a vote. Of course I'm going to put my ball at the end, but it's a superlative. We have no control over that. But please don't clown and make it seem like the ball wasn't a great ball, because it was.
Okay.
The
switchboard is about to get locked. The switchboard is about to go locked.
Y'all questions about the wrap to segment up. Wow. So, T-Boy, what is Cassidy's role in the summit? The little voting and stuff like that.
Oh, they're supposed to go and, like, well, Cass, I don't know if Cass was responsible for that this year.
The switchboard is about to be over, y'all. I didn't even know who the winners of the years were for the war.
I am. Okay. Let me do this so we can kind of make it easier. Since you were here first, Cass. Anything else, Cass, that you feel like you want to say or drop your pass?
No, I'm good.
You good, Cass? Okay.
I'm good.
Thank you. Hold on.
Good night, y'all.
Hey, good night. Mihalia, anything else you want to say?
Yes, I do want to say that, T-Boy, you just came up here and motherfucking let this motherfucking steam off of Cass ass, and you came up here with your motherfucking rank, who was supposed to motherfucking do his ass, and you came up here doing the and hollering and all this motherfucking shit, and bitch, you, with your fucking
right,
take your ass, get